talk about how do you pass your faith on to your children.
我们下面下午这段时间跟大家一起来交流如何向我们的下一代传承我们的信仰。
And if your children are leaving or have left their faith, what's the one thing not to do?
特别是当你看到我们的下一代正在离开信仰，甚至已经有一些已经离开了信仰，我们特别要注意，我们有一件事情千万不要做的。
So, at the risk of putting you to sleep in the afternoon after lunch.
那当然，我们饭后大家可能都比较困。
I'm going to go through a lot of slides, and then have time for question and answer at the end.
那我会先跟大家用很多这样的幻灯片，然后我们事后有一些交流的时间。
Unless that door blows open and it gets too windy and we're all on this side.
除非这个风太大把它都吹到右边，我的左边去了。
Because I will rely on the slides more than this morning, it will be faster since you can read the translation easily. And if you have old eyes like me, you might want to move closer.Since we'll rely on the slides more.
我待会儿会用很多的幻灯片，上面也有很多翻译后的信息比较多。如果你看不清楚的话，可以邀请你往前面坐。
The research shows that out of 10 people who are believers in Christ,
有一些调查表明
7 will drop out.Of church for at least a year between 18 and 23.
在18岁到23岁里面，十个人中大概会有七个人会至少有一年在这段期间不会去参加教会了。
There are some things we'll talk about tonight that can cut that number in half.
那我们可以做一些事情，希望把这样减少的人数减一半。
And.2/3 of them come back to church later.
那三分之二的人离开的人，若干年之后可能还会再回来。
70% drop out, 66% of that 70% come back.
所以刚才我们讲的意思就是说，70%人离开，那离开的那些人当中，三分之二的人又会再回来。
Over their lifetime.With a family of 5, one of the children will not be in the faith.
那统计上来说，一家五口，夫妻两个加三个孩子，其中三个孩子中有一个会离开信仰。
So this morning, I said I'm not as scared of many things that scare other Christians because of seeing the research. But this...scares me most.
虽然我想我早晨讲到说我因为了解很多的这些统计数字，我好像跟别人想法不太一样，没有那么担心，但是刚才我讲的这个现实让我非常的害怕。
This is what every Christian parent worries about more than anything else, is that they will not be in heaven with all their children.
那因为特别是作为基督徒的父母，当他们想到自己的孩子的时候，任何一个孩子的流失，对于他们来说都是非常的，非常的伤心，特别是想到永生的事情。
Let's start here. We have heard many things that Christianity will die in 3 generations in the United States. It will die in 1 generation in the United States. Let's actually see what the research shows.
那我们常常在舆论中听到说，基督教信仰在美国大概从一代到三代之间可能就会死光。那其实我们如果仔细来看一些统计数据的话，并不是这样。
That summarizes everything.
那这句话总结了一个很重要的结论。
Here is a quiz.
我想给大家一个小考。
Percentage of people in the United States in 1944 who believed in God. What is your guess?
大家猜这个答案是什么？
Very good. We heard some 90s up here. Now, percentage of people in the United States in 2011 who told Gallup polls they believed in God.
那美国的2010年这个人口普查的时候，不对，有一个盖勒普的调查，2011年，这个大家猜答案是什么？我是92%。
We hear a lot of things that scare us that are either not true or the absolute most negative way of interpreting the surveys.
所以我们许多听到的舆论要么是并不是正确，要么呢它是根据一些数据把最坏的东西把它讲出来。
Percentage of 18 to 29 year olds in 2011 who believe in God.
那2011年的统计，18岁到29岁，这比例是多少？大家猜一下。89%。
So, it has declined a bit.
那相比，把数字放在一起，的确是降低了一些。
For two reasons.
主要两个原因。
YouTube.
第一个是 YouTube， 中文是什么 ？YouTube， 啊，优管 ，OK，What
is it？ You what？ All right， I may learn a new Chinese word today. Now, it is the major search engine of people 12 and under.
那12岁以下，他们主要都是用优管来获取信息。
Google is for old people.
那谷歌是比较对比较年纪大一点的人用的。
Facebook is for old people's grandparents.
那脸书是吧？是他，我想他讲这个年纪大或者是祖父母辈是夸张了，就讲到。
Just last week, a marketing study came out that showed Facebook ads.Have far more impact on people over 45 than on under 45.
那上个礼拜刚刚出了一个调查结果，脸书上面这个广告对45岁以上的人的影响是最大的。
YouTube has channels by atheists that are very adamant, and some of them are popular.Even though they're not very smart.
那不信神的人，他们常常借着这个优管，做很多的宣传。虽然这些宣传有些时候质量并不是很高。
Add that to what we learned before lunch, that young millennials often feel that Christians are judgmental because of their commitment to truth.
那今天早晨我们讲到说，很多的千禧年一代的年轻人，他们认为基督徒都是比较论断，喜欢论断人，所以把这两个因素加到一起的话
，That means that some millennials look favorably on atheism。
所以千禧年一代他们可能更喜欢更愿意去听从这种
So they won't be judgmental.
这样的话，他就会显得自己不是那么论断别人。
So they can do whatever they want.
再加上他们又可以有自由度，愿意做自己想做的事。
And because we don't talk about religion or theology as much,
那我们
outside of the church
在教会之外也不再多谈信仰。神这些话题。
Finally, there is not as much social stigma against being an atheist as there was 20 years ago.
那20年前，如果你说你是不信神的人，可能社会舆论对你并不利。但今天你说你说 你是不信神的人，已经没有人会觉得你奇怪了。
I believe there were more atheists in 1944 than would have admitted it.
那虽然统计在1944年的统计表面看起来，不信神的人比较少，但其实心里面不信的人的比例还是比统计的数字要高的。
But not as many as we are afraid there might be. Not 60, you know, not 30%, not 20%. It was probably lower than 6%, but not 20%. It was lower in 44, but not as bad as people fear.
在44年的时候，虽然统计上讲只有4%的人统计上说他们不信神。实际数字可能高一些，但是也没有高到哪里去。
Another encouraging statistic.
另一个值得我们关注也比较欣慰的一个统计数字，就是过去40年到教会崇拜的人数维持稳定。
This surprised the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the U.S. military when he and I were talking about millennials.
那Ms. Shaw 曾经有一段时间跟美国整个国防部的Joint Chief of Staff 就是总参谋长在一起交流的时候 ，Shaw Hayden 就跟他交流到这个数据，他当时非常吃惊。
He said, "I and my wife don't go to church, but all of our children do."
他说那个总参谋长说他们夫妻两人不去教会，他的所有的孩子都去教会。
I said, "Sir, that's why it's not declined as much as people think it has."
他说这就那黑顿就跟他讲了，这就证明了我给你的这个统计数字，其实四十年下来参加崇拜的人数并没有减少很多。
Percentage, another quiz. Percentage of the U.S. that tell Gallup they are born again. This is a more famous, more well-known number. What percentage of people in the United States say they're born again?
那这个是他想问大家来回答，在美国你做调查的话，有多少人觉得自己是重生得救的人？百分比是多少？
One of the most quoted numbers in religious research.
那这个回答是40%的人，这个是很多宗教的调查
，But this is not true.
但这个其实
It has never been true.
但这个数据是不准确的。
People lie about God.
因为大家回答的时候会撒谎。
They define born again as anything spiritual rather than someone who has put their faith in Jesus Christ and believe that he has transformed them from death to life.
那因为大家对这个重生得救的定义到底是什么有不同，有些人认为重生得救是认为自己是相信灵界这种事情，那有一些是相信，有一些是圣经里面所定义的重生得救是靠着主耶稣的拯救我们得到了新的生命，而且靠着他来过新的生活。
You face this in New Mexico with people who believe in Jesus and also vortexes in Taos.
Vortexes in dust?
T-A-O-S, what is that town in New Mexico?
Taos, okay.
And so people are into spirituality, Native American spirituality, Eastern spirituality, and Jesus. And they call that born again.
所以比方说在新墨西哥州做这个调查的时候，很多人会回答说自己是重生得救，但是就像在 Taos 这个镇里面有很多这种其他的宗教信仰崇拜各种别的灵，他们都还同时也承认耶稣，所以说就这样的人也会把自己称为是重生得救的人。
When Gallup changed their questions and asked people percentage of U.S. that tell Gallup they're born again to percentage of U.S. that tell Gallup the Bible can be trusted and they share their faith with others.
那当这个盖勒普调查把这个重生得救 更准确的定义为相信圣经而且愿意向别人传福音，那这个百分比是多少呢？请大家回答。
Even 80 years ago in the United States, what your grandparents thought in China was the most Christian nation, seriously committed Christians were probably not more than 30% of the population, even though 75% claimed to be Christian and go to church.
那其实八十年前，很多世界国家认为美国是一个基督教国家。那八十年前，你如果真实的按照这种定义说去做调查的话，可能那个时候的答案可能也就是30%而已。
So Christianity isn't falling as much as people think it is, because it was never as high as people think it was.
所以真正的数据我们需要看的不是用这个。大家对于重生得救这种比较泛的定义，如果严格这么定义的话，八十年前可能也就是30%，现在是22%。那么我们有些时候之所以觉得数据好像说明基督教下降了很少，是因为用了早期的数据是不准确的。
It's hard to know if you should feel better or worse after learning this.
所以我们现在如果按照准确数据来这么看的话，到底我们是觉得欣慰还是觉得继续担忧，这个是很难判定的。
57% of millennials believe there is only the God of the Bible.
那70%的千禧年一代的人，他们相信圣经的神是唯一的神。
Does that surprise anyone?
这个是不是让大家觉得惊讶？
Our millennials are saying no.But 58% of millennials believe the God of the Bible is the same God of the other religions.
那58%的人，千禧年一代的人相信圣经的和其他宗教的神是同一个。
One of the most important questions our younger generations face is something that you have dealt with all of your Christian life. How does Christianity relate to other religions, both of our family's province or of other philosophies, whereas people in the United States have often just had being a Christian or being a Jew?
那千禧年一代年轻人他们常常问的一个问题，最主要的一个问题就是圣经里面所讲的这个神跟我们民间所相信的神或者是哲学里面所提到的这种信念之间是个什么关系。
So the good news is Christianity isn't dying. There's no evidence that it will be gone in 3 generations. It has not dropped much.
所以或许一个正面的方式来看待我们刚才所讲的统计数据，就是基督教并不是在走向死亡，或者是这个降所减少也没有我们想象的那么剧烈。
Although there is some new research in the last year that suggests Gen Z will be more atheist.
那最近几年有新的调查表明，就是我们称为是零零后吧，这些的年轻人他们对于信仰更倾向于无神论。
But even the worst studies show no 70% still believe in God.
那但是即使是最不好的报告，还是讲到那个零零后的人70%里面在讲到他们相信有一个神。
Now let's turn our attention to what a 40-year research project in the University of Southern California.Has taught us about the 4 things that families do that pass on their faith.
那南加州大学他们做了一个40年的调查和研究，特别是关于家庭里面怎么样在传承信仰方面。下面想跟大家提的就是他们发掘的4大要点。
Does that surprise anyone?
第一大要点就是父母要维持好他们的婚姻。
The book of Malachi is famous for the passage about bringing the full tithe into the storehouse.
在马拉基书里面有一段的经文非常的有名，讲到说我们要怎么样十一奉献。
But it also says this, I hate divorce because I desire godly children.
他的那段经文里面也特别强调神是痛恶离婚，因为他渴望看到这个近前的儿女。
Certainly, divorce is not the unforgivable sin.
当然，我们说离婚并不是一个说不可饶恕的罪。
And there are some situations where a couple should separate, such as abuse or violence.
那当然也有一些关系里面，我们看到夫妻是应当分开，特别是一方是强暴另外一方。
But for many years, people would say, we don't love each other, but we're staying together for the children.
很多时候我们也听到说我们彼此已经不爱对方了，但是为了孩子的原因我们仍然在一起。
After the baby boomers, that reason was dismissed as psychologically unhealthy.
那婴儿潮那一代之后整个观念改变了，他觉得这种想法对于夫妻双方心理都不太好。
But the most respected study published by Oxford Press from a secular university suggests the single most important thing you can do to pass your faith on to your children is be married to their biological parent.
那但是反而我们刚才讲到这个南加州大学他们这个40年的调查，最后是牛津大学的这个出版社发表出来的结果的第一个，他们认为最重要的原因，帮助孩子们保持信仰，就是夫妻能够维持他们的婚姻。
This is why a very important ministry is that of sports and basketball, and other. They didn't even laugh. That's why a very important ministry is for single mothers. A very important ministry is for single mothers to have men who will be around their children and demonstrate Christ-like love and fatherhood.
那对于单亲，特别是母亲单亲的家庭，很多教会注意到很重要的一个的事工，就是有这种近前的男子能够承担像父亲这样的角色，向他们显明基督的爱和怎么样过近前的生活。
It reduces the likelihood they will be in the faith if it's not their biological father, but a spiritual father significantly raises the likelihood they will be in the faith if they have no one spiritually in their life.
所以这些属灵上的父亲对于这些年轻人的成长是非常的关键，也继续帮助他们在信仰上成长。
I know anytime you talk about divorce, if there is a single mother or a single father here, they can then feel discouraged.
那很多时候我们在教会里面谈到婚姻，那在我们当中如果有单亲的妈妈或者是父亲听到这样的话题，总是觉得非常的沮丧。
Don't be discouraged, get busy.And go recruit godly men to be involved in your children's lives.
那他的建议是说，不要感觉沮丧，反而要积极主动的去邀请这种属神的男子能够成为孩子的属灵的父亲。
Number two, both parents are actively involved in church.
那这个南加州大学他们发现第二个重要的原因。就是父母都积极地参与教会。
Women are usually more actively involved in religion than men.
那统计上表明，姐妹们比男生更积极地参与教会。
This is one of the reasons why, when a father is involved in church, It makes a greater impact on their children.
这也解释了为什么当一个家庭中的他父亲积极地参与教会之后，对孩子的影响是更大。
It's like good coffee. It's more rare and more expensive.
就像我们早上讲到咖啡，好的咖啡一样，它不太容易买得到，它一般都是比较好的。
Everything comes back to good coffee.
我讲的很多的道理都跟很好的咖啡发生关系。
Fathers, let me encourage you that you do not have to be perfect. You don't have to be at church every night. You don't have to lead devotions in your home. You just have to be seen as being spiritually involved for it to make a very large impact on your children.
所以在座的父亲们，我特别对你们讲，就是说很多时候你也不要把自己觉得应当是完美的，或者是每天晚上都要去教会，在家里要带领所有的属灵的这个操练，但是如果你非常积极，在属灵的事情上有任何的积极主动，都会对你的孩子产生巨大的影响。
The father is emotionally warm and engaged.
第三个，这个南加州大学发现很重要的原因就是父亲是富有情感而且积极的参与。
If the father was fun, their children were more likely to stay in the faith.
那统计上表明，如果父亲是比较有趣的这样的一个生活形态。孩子们参与教会的机会也比较大。
What is the opposite of being emotionally warm and engaged in your children's lives?
那这个与父亲这种富有情感的积极参与的相反的是什么呢？
Tell him and then he'll tell me what you said.
大家可以讲中文，然后我再想办法翻译。
Aloof or absent?
就是不 aloof 就是不太关心不参而且不参与。
More. That was good. Right. And more.
还有没有别的回答？啊？Criticizing and against.
Criticizing.
Drunk.
Yes. I've seen some movies where drunken karate can work, but it usually is bad for parenting.
那他有看到一些电影打醉拳可能还挺不错的，但是对教孩子是很不好的。还有别的回答吗？
Have you heard of a passage in scripture that says a similar thing?About fathers being critical or fathers being too harsh on their children.
大家是不是能够想到一切的经文教导说父亲不要过于对儿女批评？
Right. New Testament scholars call them the household code. Fathers, do not be. Yes.Do not discourage your fathers. Do not be overly harsh, so that your children become discouraged.
所以我们知道圣经里面新约圣经里面有相当多的一部分的经文被称为家庭文本。那其中的经文，比方说在以弗所书第六章讲到的就是父母不要惹儿女的气这一类的经文，都是对父亲的教导。
I do workshops and not just speeches in my job.
我自己常常带很多的工作坊来谈这些事情。
So, please find three or four other people, turn in your chairs, find three or four other people, and take the next 5 minutes to talk about why a father who is overly harsh can discourage their children so that they do not remain in the faith.
所以他希望大家就近大概三四个人形成一个小组，就讨论一个问题，就是为什么当父亲过于的这样的严厉，而且常常惹儿女气的话，会使得儿女们对信仰就离开信仰。大概
5 minutes，
五分钟。 Is this on?
It wasn't. Now it is.
好，我们呢回来，能不能请一两个小组交流一下你们谈的内容？
What were your ideas?
We need to take some time. Do you have one or two groups? Which group? This.
Why would a harsh father discourage children to the point where they leave their faith? What ideas did you have?
刚才大家讨论的结果，要不要有没有人来交流一下？
Who would like to go first?
哪一组？五经弟兄是讲到说，如果要求太标准太高，那孩子们始终会觉得达不到这样的标准，这样会失去自信。
Good. Would you be willing to take that mic to other groups? And now there's a mic. People are like, no, you talk.
别的组。
If good.
我的感觉是，这个如果父亲太严厉了，或者对这个小孩太凶了，他不愿意跟你说话，然后他做什么或者你做什么，他也不 trust 你，不信任你，就对你做的东西，而且就是你说的话的话，他还经常会用你说的话去检查你自己，看你做的你说的跟你做的是不是一致。
So I think he mentioned two points. One is When the father is too harsh, it breaks the relationship. The kids don't trust fathers anymore. Second is that the kids learn to use father's own words to check against the father's actions. Mm.
Others?
还没有别的组?
Two more.
我们有一个结果，但是他讲的非常好，我想让你。
No, you should talk because your coffee cup matches your dress.
Okay. It's actually water inside. 我们的想说就是我们在地上的父亲就是反映出天上的父亲，我们有时候地上的父亲对孩子太严厉了，然后我们的小孩子就会很难感觉到说也许地上的父亲是这样对我，我怎么会天上的父亲会怎么样对我。因为有时候会有 conflict， 但是很难让孩子明白。
So earthly father should be a reflection of a godly father. So when the kids feel they're being treated too harshly, they reflect onto godly father. That stops them in faith as well.
Have you ever worked with someone or gone to school with someone who had trouble with authority and then found out they had a broken relationship with their father?
所以在座的我们有些时候发觉你在工作上或者学校里面对这种有权力的人心中总是不是很舒服那追溯原因的话可能就是你在家里面父亲对你的对待让你心里很不好。
For our business major, one thing I learned from my mentor early in my business career was if you have a frustrating employeeThat you are the manager of, check and see what their relationship with their parents, especially if you're a male boss, what their relationship with their father was like, before you take it personally.
那我们在座有一位在学这个 business 翻译成什么？商业是吧？Hayden 也是学这一行的。那他们在学这一行，其中有一个关注到的就是。这主管跟这个员工之间的关系，如果特别有一个员工常常不满的话，往往这个员工他背后其中一个主要的原因就是他家庭小时候的家庭对他有很负面的影响。
Well, what you said is what the research said. You did a it's simple when we think about it.
所以刚才大家的回答其实也是很多调查得出来的各种种的原因的总结。
Yes. Two things. Two questions. First,
两个问题。
What if the father is not harsh, but the mother is?
那如果在一个家庭里面，父亲是非常对孩子似乎非常的友善，但是母亲却显得非常的严厉。
It makes an impact. It decreases it, but not as much as if it's the father.
这种情况会减弱我们刚才谈的那种负面的影响、
I haven't had one but I did hear they are under the sign of the tiger
那这个朱建牧师提到这个中因为 Hayden 是不了解中国母亲的厉害这样Hayden 回答是说他的确没有过中国母亲所以他只是听过一些故事而已
Maybe if they did a 40-year study on Chinese families they would tell the mothers to calm down
或许有一个研究所如果做40年的中国家庭研究他们得出来的结论是刚才这一点是要把它改成母亲如果富有情感积极参与了会对孩子有帮助
Much love, much warmth, much fun, high standards produce faith and a child who can get a job.
那如果父亲是满了爱，也积极，蛮有情感，积极的参与，也满了乐趣，即使是而且是甚至也是要求很高。那这些的组合的话一般都会带出好的孩子他们找工作是没有问题的
High standards but with fun and grace
所以要求高并不是问题但是希望是能够跟乐趣跟这个恩典结合在恩慈结合在一起谢谢
The United States is not always a good modelBecause we have helicopter parents who do whatever their children want and the children run the house.
那其实美国的文化生活家庭生活并不是一个很好的例子很多的父母就像这个直升机一样的就是按照子女们的需要来满足他们。
For the last 15 years, the most popularParenting psychology has been called child-centered parenting.
50 years or 15 years?
15.
在过去的15年的调查发觉美国家庭最常用的方式都是以孩子的需要心理需要为中心。
Many of you had a government mandate. We just did it to ourselves.
I don't follow.
In terms of making the child the center of the family,、
oh, okay.
the one-child、yeah. policy meant many families had five adults loving that one child as the center of the family. In the United States, we just made child-centered parenting a psychological thing and did it even without a government requirement.
Yeah. Yeah. 所以中国是因为独生子女政策，所以很自然的。这一个孩子成为了所有家庭的中心那美国是通过心理学的这种辩论跟实践最后说过去15年也是转型到了以孩子为中心的这种家庭生活
They allow their kids to try other denominations
第四个原因他这个南加州大学发觉是父母允许孩子们尝试基督教中的其他派别。
The research on why people leave the faith and don't come back. Sometimes it's called leavers because they've left and not come back. Leavers research.
那我们在这个做信仰调查里面 有一个专有名词，就是称这一批离开他们信仰的人，叫离开者。
The biggest reason people leave and don't come back is that they have questions about their faith, and we're told that if you doubt, you sin, and people would not help them grow in their faith by dealing with their questions.
因为这些离开者常常会经历一个过程，就是他们开始产生疑惑。但这个产生疑惑的时候，如果没有得到很好的帮助来解惑，反而是强压政策让他们感觉有疑惑，就是表明不好，所以直到后来他们有自由之后就离开了。
One of the ways fathers can be harsh is to say when their child asks questions, in this house you believe in God, in this house you believe this, in this houseAnd it is not only harsh, but it doesn't allow people to take their parents' faith and make it their own faith.
所以其中一种的体现，特别是当父亲过于简单粗暴的时候，他就说在我们家，我们就是信这个，我们就是这种操作，不容任何的质疑，也没有任何好的沟通，所以就造成将来后来产生很多的问题。
While family is important, the reason we believe in Christ is because we have been called by Christ.
那我们成为基督徒是因为神呼召我们来回应他。
We do not believe in Christ because our family believes in Christ.
我们信神不是因为说我们家里信神，所以我们就按照这个习惯，家庭习惯来做。
You may have heard this saying before,that God has no grandchildren, only sons and daughters.
大家可能听过这种说法，就是神没有孙子孙女，只有儿子跟女儿。
But the story I tell in the book is of the woman who said, I worry about the questions my son asks, and I have asked the minister to talk to him, and it hasn't worked.He still asks these questions.
那很多时候我们遇到一种情况，就是母亲表达说她心中很着急害怕，因为她的孩子们常常问一些问题，她不知道怎么解答，她就请到教会的牧者们去跟孩子们沟通，但沟通之后孩子们仍然有同样的问题。
She said, I need a better minister.
所以她这个母亲的结论就是她需要更好的牧师传道人。
And then she began to cry. What will happen if I fail him and he does not believe?
那母亲会很难过，会哭泣，就说如果我的这样的失败导致我的孩子不在信仰当中，我怎么办？
That is very bad theology.
这种想法其实不是很好的。
Many times parents can actually make it worse by pushing on their children or lecturing their children or being harsh with their children instead of giving them some room to ask questions even if they question their faith.
那很多的时候父母如果过于的强加他们的想法在孩子们身上，而且逼着他们孩子们做一些关于信仰上的事情，却没有给孩子们足够的空间让他们来思考，来提问，来交流，这些都对他们都不太好。
You don't have to put your hand up, but has anyone in this room ever had doubts in their faith?
那我如果问大家说我们在座的是不是我们自己也会对我们的信仰有些时候产生疑惑，我们不用举手来回答。
Doubts don't ruin our faith, but they're like a bad knee. We sometimes limp on it. It sometimes hurts, but it doesn't mean we don't have faith. It means we have an incomplete or a growing faith.
那有疑惑并不等于说我们没有信仰。我们就像我们身体如果你的膝盖有损伤，以至于你走路的时候会 会受影响，但是你仍然是一个活着的人。
Did people live 900 years, or is there a different interpretation of that? I don't know. I have questions that I will ask God when I get to heaven. It's number three on the list.
那举一个例子，当时的人是不是真的活了900年，就像圣经中所讲的，我并不知道答案是什么，这是我的一个疑惑，我准备将来见主面的时候，我会，这是我第三个要问他的问题，但这个并不使得我影响我成为基督徒。
Half of all of the children, back up, I paid for private school for two children to go to the college of our denomination.
那我有两个孩子去到我所属的那个教派的私立学校。
I want to get my money's worth by their staying in the denomination.
那我当时是希望有这个投资，以至于我的孩子能够对我所属的那个基督教的派别能够更好的认识，进入到这个派别。
If my children leave our denomination, I'm going to need a rebate from their college.
那我在想说，如果我的孩子上了他们这样私立学校，到后来还离开了这个派别的话，他就想去那个学校，让他们把那个学费还给他。
But most of all, I want us all in heaven, even if we do things differently here on earth.
虽然我们在地上可能有不同的派别，一些想法做法不同，但最根本的是我们是不是成为蒙神所拯救的基督徒。
And so many young people ask, well, can I go try this church or try that church? And parents will increase the likelihood that their children remains in the faith if they let them explore other things.
那很多时候我们孩子可能会问我们说，我能不能去到
other churches?
别的宗派这个基督教教派的教会，如果我们做父母的给他们那个自由的话，一般会帮助他们继续成为基督徒。
We'll just spend a couple of minutes on this because it gives us hope and encouragement.
那我们下面也想继续给大家有一些的统计的数字来帮助我们来认识。
And I know that while the United States saw the divorce rate double when Generation X was growing up, that happened to Chinese families when the millennials were growing up. In a 20-year period of time, divorce significantly increased in Chinese families.When it would have been very taboo, very wrong before.
在美国这个历史里面 ，Generation X 的他们看到这个离婚率加倍了。那有个二十年的期间，那在中国最近二十年的期间，看到家庭的离婚率也双倍了。
What percentages of one more quiz? What percentages of marriages in the United States end in divorce?
那在美国离婚的百分比
It has never been higher than 30%.
从来没有高过30%.
Never. All of us have seen 50 or 51.
那我们常常看
到的是 We've seen it many times.
是50%.
Many ministers have preached about marriageAnd warned against 50% of marriages being in divorce, ending in divorce.
我们也常常在讲台上听到这样的数字。
The good news is, most people stay married. I was having dinner for my anniversary, and the waiter said, "Oh, 32 years. Maybe I should marry my girlfriend. 50-50."
那肖跟他太太前一阵子一起吃结婚32年纪念，他们在吃晚饭，结果那个招待看到他们这样，在想说或许我也应该跟我的女朋友结婚。
What's that? I'll come to that. I said to the waiter, he said, not 50. I said, it's not 50-50. It's 30-70.
那这个招待也认为可能有 50% 的几率他可能继续结婚或者能够像他们这样有 30年持久的婚姻或许是有 50% 这个就离婚了他说他笑就跟他讲说 Hayden 就跟他讲说不是应该是 30% 跟 70% 的问题
He leaned on the table on our table and said I've been dating her for 7 years because I've been too scared to take the chance. Are you serious? Because I'm going to ask her to marry me if what you said is true. So he wanted to know the research more than you do.
那个招待就说如果真的是只有 30% 离婚率的话他跟他女朋友已经 date 相交了七年了，他一直不敢，其中不愿意跟他结婚的一个原因是担心将来会离婚。Even
more, what percentage of couples are happy in their marriage? Not without problems, but happy.
多少人觉得他们的婚姻幸福？
Now, they may not have a Christian definition of a good marriage. Right?
那回答这个问题的人可能不见得是按照圣经的里面所定义的婚姻来衡量。
They may not have a Christian definition of a good marriage. Over and over again in surveys, Christians report happier marriages than non-Christians do.
那的确很多调查表明基督徒的婚姻他们回答说 按照统计来说，他们说他们的回答是体现他们在婚姻中感觉是更幸福，比非基督徒的婚姻的回答。
Jesus is pretty hard on husbands. When he says to wives, respect your husband, submit to your husband. To husbands, he says, be willing to die for your wife.
那圣经中的教导其实对于丈夫来说是非常严厉的，因为对妻子是希望他教导他能够顺服丈夫，对丈夫来说是要为妻子舍命。Shanti
Feldham is a Christian researcher who writes a column for the Atlanta Constitution, who has best-selling books on what men and women both want in marriage. Who spent 1,500 hours and thousands of dollars tracking down the research on divorce. And she's the one who said, the way you're saying it in your book is misleading. So she would only give me an endorsement if I changed it.
You're explaining this, where the sort of
where it comes from.
Yeah.
Shanti Feldham is the researcher.
那有一位女的研究者，Shanti
Feldham.
那他是花了1500个小时还是15000个小时，做了很多的调查，经过，然后他得出来的结论是 30% 的这个比例。
And because many people have asked me about that number, and I'm very surprised that people with this many PhDs are interested in data and sources. Okay, I'm not very surprised. You're asking questions about sources. The book is called The Good News About Marriage, where she talks about all that research. The Good News About Marriage, if you want to see all of it in detail.
关于婚姻的一个好消息就是这本书的名字。她这本书里面仔细解释了她的调查的过程和怎么得出那个结论。
I am a very good example of why people should not divorce.
我看我自己就是跟刚才我们总结的这四大点是非常类似的。
We dated for 3.5 years.
我跟我太太谈恋爱了3年半。
Married. And both thought we had made a very large mistake.
然后我们结婚之后马上觉得双方都觉得犯错了，结婚是错的。
Mainly because I was a baby.
主要因为我不成熟。
I had to learn marriage to grow in godliness.
那我要花了很多的功夫来在婚姻中来学习，也能够在金钱中成长。
And God does not have TV. That's why he needs marriage to have something to laugh at.
那神他自己没有房间里面没有电视，所以他只好看着他所有孩子们的婚姻，就觉得有很多好笑的事情。
How many times have you thought we are so different, and yet it's nice? There is much that is humorous in marriage, and even more that makes us holy.
所以很多的时候，夫妻表面看起来好像有很多的不同，但其实，可能从神的眼里或者我们应当学习的眼光是，这使得是我们的婚姻生活更加有乐趣。
How do you talk to your teenagers and 20-somethings about their faith?
那我们怎么样跟我们的孩子、青少年的孩子或者是二十几岁的孩子来谈信仰？
Tonight we'll talk more about it. I mentioned it earlier, emerging adulthood is a new life stage between 18 and 28.
那上午我给大家介绍了一个很重要的概念，就是这种逐渐进入成年的这么一个新的这个名词，也是一个人生的阶段，就18岁到28岁。
Where young people are not teenagers and they're also not adults. They don't see themselves as full adults yet.
那这个年龄段的年轻人，他们不认为自己是青少年，但他们也不认为自己是完全是成年人，所以就处在这一个称为逐渐进入成年的这么一个阶段。
Think about a radio. Parents need to turn down the lecturing and turn up the listening.
那就像我们这个收音机里面这种音量，我们做父母的要学习把自己的这种教导性的沟通方式把它降低，那个聆听性的这个音量要调大。
I have more conversations about church, theology, and my children's faith now that they're in their 20s than I did even in high school.
那我看我自己的孩子，我现在他们已经，我孩子都很多二十多岁，我跟他们的对话中很多关于，有更多的关于神，关于信仰，关于金钱，相对于他们在高中期间现在二十多岁反而更多。
But I do most of the listening and occasionally provide wisdom and a bit of a seminary education. I sometimes have answers, even though I'm old.
那我在这个期间，他们二十多岁，这些年的交流里面呢，我主要是听他们讲，那只是偶尔的时候会提供一些我的建议，特别是因为我自己也是在神学院上过书，读过书，所以也对一些问题有我自己的解答。
It is most encouraging for me to see that if I listen and lead lightly, questions they ask 1 year, they answer the next.
那很多时候我发觉我主要是一个听取的角色，我的这个带领的角色是比较温和，那往往头一年他们自己问的问题，第二年他们自己就找到了答案。
Even more, we cannot teach our children some things until they've had experience and observed life for themselves.
那很多的时候，我发觉要教导的内容是需要孩子们自己的生命生活实践相匹配，他们才能够真正明白我所教的内容。
Over time, my children would say, wow, they're having many problems because they slept together and now they have to work together and they are always angry and there is always drama in our office.
所以举一个例子，就想到我的孩子们有时候看到他们同龄人，比方说婚前同居，结果后来两二人的关系产生很多的矛盾和问题，他们看着自己观察到这个现象，反思就意识到他父母当初教导的这个关于婚姻应当是什么，的确是有道理的。
All I have to say is, isn't it good that our Heavenly Father gives us rules to protect us from that?
所以当这样的情形出现的时候，我会补上一句说，我们的天父爱我们，出于爱的原因，他赐给我们这些的真理和所谓原则和甚至是规则，目的是为了爱我们、保护我们、帮助我们。
I like the theologian who said most sins have their own punishment inside of them.
我听到过一位神学家讲说，大部分的罪，他们自己本身就带出了刑罚、惩罚。Many
of us are so worried that our children will do wrong that we don't wait for the sin of their friends to unfold so they can see firsthand that God's ways are beautiful.
那很多我们做父母的有些时候过于担心和焦急，其实很多的时候我们的孩子从他们同龄人所犯的错误甚至罪上面就已经看到罪所带来的后果，所以从中就学习到了。We'll
talk about this tonight. Here is the one thing not to do if your child is walking away or has walked away.
所以，那总结，结束之前我有一个忠告，就是当你发觉你的孩子已经离开信仰或者正在离开信仰，有一件事情你千万不能做。
For the number one thing, multiple research studies show that parents do that make it worse is preach all the time at their child.
那很多的研究表明，就是最最重要，警告，千万父母不能做的事情，就是反复的、不断的对着孩子说教。My
favorite was the mother who read the nativity story at Christmas 5 times in 2 days so that her son and daughter-in-law, who is not a Christian, had never been a Christian, and her son, who had walked away from his faith, would remember Jesus. He finally said, Mom, we know the story. We know what you're trying to do. Can we just pray and eat?
Okay. 那他是讲到一个故事，那这个母亲有一个儿子，这儿子已经结婚了，那这儿子呢，以前是基督徒，后来离开了信仰。 他的媳妇呢，完全没有接触过信仰，不是基督徒。那有一次到了圣诞节期间，那显然是在吃饭之前，在连续2天的时间里面，他母亲就读了5遍的这个圣经中关于耶稣降生的这个那些的经文，终于他的儿子忍不住了，就是说，妈妈，我们知道这个故事在说什么了，你能不能就是赶快祷告，我们可以吃饭。
Let's stop with this. No man comes to the Father unless the Son draws him.
那就像圣经中告诉我们的一样，圣经上说是耶稣在讲说，没有任何一个人能够愿意到父神，到耶稣那里去，除非父神亲自的呼召他们。
Jesus knows our children better than we do. He loves them more than we do, more than we can.
耶稣比我们更了解我们的孩子，也比我们更爱我们的孩子。
And he desires they be saved even more than we do.
那耶稣更期望他们是蒙拯救。
Some of us need to relax a little more, maybe less tiger, more mom, and place our hands back, our children back, hand them over to Jesus.
那我们我们在我们的做父母的要学习怎么样把儿子女们交托在神手里面，而不是控制用各种方法来控制他们。
He knows what he's doing.
那我们求父神来带领着他们的生命和生活。
Now I've used up all our time. Does anyone have any questions?
那我们时间可能不是非常够了，但是大家有没有什么问题？
This morning about how the culture is changing and so many young people sleep together and are not married. And somehow I got the implication that maybe you thought it wasn't a sin anymore because it's so common. What's your take on that?
Well, Scripture says that sleeping together outside of marriage is a sin. Matter of fact, Paul even, people say all sins are equal. That's really not a good approach to sin. Paul never says about other sins that it's a sin you do against your body. And so, it's very much a sin, but it is now more common in the wider culture, which makes it a greater temptation.
是问到说，早晨我们谈到现在年轻人文化里面婚前同居这种现象，他只是想确定，就是Hayden是不是认为这是一个罪？他回答是的，它是一个罪。而且在现代这个社会，因为文化是这样那有一些罪对我们的生活所有的罪都对我们生活带出很负面的影响，那这一类的罪带出来影响可能会更大。
Actually, I think sex and the punishment that comes built into that sin is one of the easiest ways to talk to people about the beauty and the benefits of the gospel. So many wrecked lives, so many painful relationships. Make it obvious to people as they get older that it is not a neutral thing. It is a very powerful thing that has to have very clear limits. Sorry, that was a long paragraph.
大概的意思就是说，其实很多时候这个罪，在现代文化会看来说好像无所谓。但其实现代生活已经有足够的数据让我们认识到这些罪所带出来的后果其实非常严重的，所以我们去与人分享福音谈这些方面的事情的时候，只要把这个罪本身和它后面带出来的后果所造成的这种伤害能够把它表达清楚的话，就已经是强有力的一个证据来表达我们不应当这么做。
There's a key application of that I talk about in the Generational IQ book in the chapter on sex. It's one of the things that families, as well as churches, have to talk about because now that we marry later, no, you shouldn't, can't be the only answer we have.Let's stop there.
I didn't quite get your drift. You had a chapter in your book.
There's a chapter in the book.
Yeah.
A book about sex and how churches and families talk about it and deal with it.
Yeah. 那他有一本书叫 Generation IQ， 那里面有一章就是讲到性，那特别是提到这个，就这本书。特别是提到现在的教会， 和家庭，基督徒家庭通常是在怎么做的。
But it's something we have to talk about more than we're probably comfortable with our children, and definitely more than they're comfortable talking with us about it.
那他的建议是，他觉得教会或者家庭，我们做父母的，虽然这些话题不是让人非常的舒服，甚至很多的尴尬，但是仍然要主动的多交流。
Now that people marry later, there are more years when a person must be pure.
那我们上午讲到说，特别是这个千禧年一代，他们越来越晚结婚。那在整个这个结婚之前的这些年，他们就可能有更长的时间要面临这个问题。
And if we don't talk about it and help our young people figure out how to fight that temptation.And only tell them no. As important as no is, then we do not help them enough.
所以，当这一代的人他们面临这个诱惑跟挑战的时候，如果我们的回答只是简单的说不要，这样并不是能够很有效的帮助他们。
In the book, I tell about a gentleman from my company.
那在这本书里面我举了一个例子，就是他的公司里面有一个男生。
He went to Baptist school all the way through high school.
那他整个学校一直到高中结束都是在一个浸信会的学校里面读书。
When he went to college, he began to sleep with everyone.
那他上了大学之后，他就在性上面就非常的泛滥。
At 32, he woke up one morning and did not remember the name of the girl in his bed and said, I felt completely hollow inside and knew that this was a horrible way to live.
那他32岁那一年，有一天他醒过来的时候，发觉他连昨天晚上睡觉那个女的名字是什么他都不知道，所以他突然觉得这样的人生是非常空洞的人生。
The prodigal son came to himself with pigs. This prodigal son came to himself because of sex.
那圣经中浪子的这个故事里面讲到，当他在吃猪食的时候，他意识到他不能再这样过自己的日子了。那刚他这位的同事是因为在他心里这样的泛滥的面前，他意识到他也不能再这样的空虚的人生。
He said, my church always told me it was wrong, but they never told me how to deal with it. I would have liked discipleship as well as education about the commandment.
他就分享到小时候这些教会常常只是告诉了大家什么是对与错。却没有很有效地帮助他们如何来面对这些对与错，如何来好好地操作。
So when my children are dating, we have very awkward conversations.
那我自己的孩子有些在谈恋爱，我们会有一些看起来比较尴尬的对话。
Are you treating her as a sister?Until she becomes a wife.
比方说我们会问他问我儿子你谈恋爱的这位姐妹你是把她当成姐妹来对待直到她成为你的妻子。
My daughter has made it clear that she will not discuss it with her father. I will talk to mama, but not you.
那我女儿非常清楚地跟我讲说，这样的事情她只跟母亲谈，不跟父亲谈。
One more thing. I don't know what is usual in Chinese culture. I don't know. But my wife and I go out of our way to be affectionate in front of our children.So that they know that Christian marriage is wonderful in all ways.
Now,
so that they have something to look forward to.
Now, 我是不了解这个中国文化中夫妻之间这种相爱的表达是什么，文化是怎么样。那我跟我妻子在我们孩子面前尽最大的努力表明我们的相亲相爱，来体现说婚姻生活是非常enjoyable， 就是会非常美好的，让人。
I knew it worked when my son said, "I want a marriage like yours."
那比方说，我的一个儿子就讲到说，他希望他将来的婚姻就像他父母这样，夫妻之间如胶似漆相爱。
Said, "You want a marriage like ours now? Learn from my mistakes and have a good marriage sooner than I did."
那我跟我儿子讲说，你看我们现在是这么样好的夫妻关系，让你羡慕。那达到这一步是因为当年我犯了很多错误，而且要从这些错误中学习成长起来。
Okay, I said one more, and now one more. Often as daughters get older, 11, 12, 13, fathers who are physically affectionate often are less physically affectionate because they're now becoming a woman. And some very good advice I was given is you need to continue hugging your daughter, cuddling your daughter. You need her to know that she can get physical affection with men who have her best interests in mind. I thought that was very good advice.
他想另外分享一点，就是特别是在我们当中做父亲，然后又有女儿的，那特别是当你女儿长到十岁以上，就开始变成青少年，那有些父亲可能觉得他已经慢慢变成一个女子了，所以如果像小的时候那样去抱他亲他可能不是很合适。那Hayden 收到的一个的建议就是说，仍然要继续的这样的对他非常清楚的表达这样的爱因为让这个女孩也学会说在这样的爱的表达里面有一些是以非常尊重爱她真正爱她的这种角度在出发的。
Some of you are thinking, but I had planned to go hiking at 3:15.
在座可能已经原先准备是3:01要就去出去
Does anyone have any other big question?
You mentioned about a helicopter parrot. What is that?
How many of you have heard that phrase before? Helicopter parents. They are the parents that don't let their children fail, try to have the best birthday parties so that they're better than their friends' birthday parties. Make sure that their kid gets to Disney World when they're 3 years old. Oh, helicopter-like, yes, helicopter plane. They're always hovering around their children to make sure they're always the center.
所以直升机父母就是他们就像一个直升机一直绕着一个东西在转一样，他们就绕着他们父母儿女在转，他们儿女任何有的需要，任何的想要的东西都尽量的满足他们，所以就是围着子女转的意思。
When my oldest son, who is now a worship pastor in Idaho,
我大儿子现在是在Idaho 这个州是一个带敬拜的一个的牧师，在一个教会。
Was 13, he never remembered things. Details. He never remembered details. His lunch, his clothes for gym class and basketball practice.
那他十三岁 那些年代的时候，他常常忘记事情，他应当去去练习球了，或者是他的午餐有没有带，他这种事情常常忘记。
And the school called my wife and said, "You need to bring him his lunch or lunch money. He has no food."
那有一天，这个学校就打电话给我太太说，你应该给你小孩子带午餐，或者至少给他午餐的钱，因为他常常没有午餐吃。
My wife said, "I know that. I found it in his room, and I put his lunch back in the refrigerator."
那我太太说，我知道这个事情，因为我在他的房间找到了午餐，然后我把这午餐拿了就放到冰箱了。
We had a helicopter principal who said, "Well, if you don't bring him lunch, I will loan him money, and you will have to pay me back tomorrow."
那我在我们家的一个原则就是说，不用翻译了吧。
She said, "We want our children to learn the hard way." And reminding him and bringing him his lunch is not working. If he's hungry the rest of the day, maybe he will remember tomorrow.
所以大概的意思就是让他饿这么几次以后，他就知道应当怎么做了。
The helicopter principal said, "No, we are a nationally recognized junior high, and nutrition is an important part of learning."
但如果是像我们刚才讲的，就是直升机这种父母原则，就会说我们学校是很不错的校长，然后。必须要保证我们孩子有足够的营养，所以要赶快满足他们的需要。
My wife said, "I will be there in 10 minutes with his lunch, but I would like a meeting with you to discuss our differing approaches to parenting."
那我太太回答说，我十分钟就到，把他的午餐带过去，但我很想跟你坐下来仔细交流一下。怎么样教养孩子。
He was 190 pound 12 year old, tall and round.
那我儿子12岁，已经190磅，非常高，而且体重可观。
She said to the principal, "He can miss a meal without dying."
所以他跟校长说，我不吃一顿应该不会死。啊，二儿子。
It's important for us to turn off the helicopter and let our children learn so that they are able to succeed and not be dependent.
所以我想他的意思就是说，这种偶尔我们这样的不是满足孩子所有的需要，有些时候应该对他们还是有帮助的。
But it is hard to let go, no matter how many times we hear the song in Frozen.
我没不看电影，所以。
I'm done. If you have other questions, I will stay. And please enjoy your afternoon.
Okay. 好，谢谢。